Spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
Street. got there. Front room was full of little boys staring down at formless shoes, expectations burning their faces red as they waited for dinner at a party. Your Honor, in protest at your beck and call. July 4, and a faint-hearted kiss. 2 months of seals, each night a silver moon, and in the morning with biscuits and sweet breath and knowing and desire still. Don't go, what's so great about there? It's all damp tunnels, newspapers and skin. And meanwhile, you know, with crackheads and assassins and burn victims and millionaires' sons.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. You're listening to Past Tense. Last song that played there was Grace Beneath the Pines by The Four Carnation off of their Fight Songs EP, and before that, Our Little Museum by Kepler off of their album Missionless Days, which came out in 2002. One little thing that I looked into between those two bands, I noticed that Kepler, on another release of theirs, has a song called Upper Canada Fight Song, and The Four Carnation has, well, a whole EP titled Fight Songs. And I'm pretty sure neither of these slow, warm, slowcore bands were really going to produce any chants for sports games, but apparently that's what a fight song is for. I had some vague idea that that'd be the case from having heard it somewhere else, but I thought it was kind of interesting, and I suppose ironic, that such slow and down-tempo bands would produce fight songs in a way, at least in name. Not necessarily in sound. Anyway, this whole hour is going to be dedicated this week to, well, this session, to, I guess, slow and warm music. Slowcore, generally. That's kind of what I went for. Latter half is going to traipse more into the lines of spacey stuff. Slightly more lo-fi, I guess. And, yeah. Right now, at the time of my recording this, the weather is really fantastic. The nights have been pleasant and warm, so it seems like a suitable time for me to try putting together a playlist that contains songs that kind of fit that mood and that atmosphere. So I'm happy about that. It's nice to head out at night and spend my time just sitting around. Makes for some pleasant walks any time of day. Anyway, it might be Kepler, actually, that spurred me into this little mood of putting together slow music. Originally, I'd only listened to their, I think it was their original album, which came out in the year 2000 that I was listening to, and I decided finally I had to look into the rest of their discography. So I sought out an EP that they released, as well as their album Missionless Days. The EP is called This Heart Is Painted On. Actually, I don't know if that's an EP. It looks pretty long now that I'm considering the tracks on it. But anyway, they had some other material. This was a band from, I guess, the GTA, the Toronto scene, early 2000s, and they're one of the only real Canadian slowcore bands that I've managed to find in all of my time spent trying to pick apart the Canadian music scene to find stuff that kind of fits the slow and warm musical tone. There are definitely slower Canadian bands, and actually I've found there are quite a few from the Minnesota region. Low, for example, a classic in and probably progenitor in the slowcore sound, is actually from Duluth, and I've noticed other bands from, I think, Minneapolis, so I wouldn't be surprised if there's something of the scene sort of kicking off there in the 90s or whenever that occurred properly. And yeah, so sadly that didn't really seem to spill over so much into Canada, so that's a bit of a shame, because it's a genre that I really enjoy. Now, of course, it's changed over time dramatically. It's no longer what it was in the early 2000s or in the 90s, where you're looking at bands like Lower, Red House Painters. Some stuff like that is being categorized more now as sadcore. I still think that's a fairly apt term, but I don't think it's as musically cohesive these days. I think there are more inspirations from, nowadays, Duster, a favorite band of mine, has had a supreme influence on a lot of modern slowcore bands, I think, and I actually managed to, plenty of the songs that I'll be playing in the latter half hour are heavily influenced by that, namely the bands Earth Moon Transit, which is actually named for a song off of Duster's album Stratosphere, and a band called Melrose, which is one I've played before on air. I don't know who's in it, but it's a band out of Victoria, BC, I believe. Anyway, I'm going to be carrying on. The next song is called The Day After by Love Claire, another slowcore favorite of mine.
Thank you.
myself to say frozen and you'll crush me.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. The show is Past Tense. That song there was The Day After by Love Claire off of their 1997 self-titled album. It's the last song in the half hour, and I think it's a pretty good one given the whole slow and warm thing that I'm going for with this set. I think Love Claire is definitely a band that I've enjoyed a lot during the summertime. It's one of those things that I like to listen to late. It's at the time of my recording this, it's the middle of the day, so it's not quite the right atmosphere, but I remember lying down in bed one night a few years ago, middle of the summer, and just kind of dozing off while having a Love Claire album playing. It's a very serene and introspective experience that I had, and I enjoyed it immensely, so hopefully that was a good song to play. Anyway, after the break, there'll be more slowcore coming up.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
Thank you.
is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. This show is Past Tense. The song that just played there was Boring Songs for Boring Days by the band Earth Moon Transit, and before that, Take Me Out of My by Aiden Baker. The song, well, by Earth Moon Transit. I had alluded to the band before as having been named after a song off of Duster's Stratosphere album. So I guess they're the example that I was thinking of most of modern Duster-inspired slowcore music. It takes a sort of a different turn in terms of using more, space rock rather than the kind of more classic rock stylings of slowcore in the past, I suppose. I don't know if that's the proper way to describe it, but all I mean to say is that slowcore as it exists today is largely from people who were inspired by different sources, and Duster has definitely been a large part, I believe, of the current resurgence. And now it's interesting because Duster themselves don't have a single sound that they sort of stick to when it came to their music. Not only did Duster release Stratosphere, but they also released an album called Contemporary Movement and a slew of EPs, and there are also tons of live recordings of the band, and not to mention the Valium Agiline side project that they also released two albums under. So there are quite a few different sounds that they come across using. And I think Stratosphere might be the album that got so many people into Duster recently, because from what I know, they're not a very popular band during their own time. It's only with this sort of modern resurgence and interest in them that's also spurred people to produce similar sounding music. But it's interesting because a lot of people tend to make music, from what I can tell, that's more heavily inspired by their work on Stratosphere rather than the sort of music that came out of, say, Contemporary Movement or their, one of my favorite, what is it, Apex Translike, I believe, was their two-song EP that I really adore that I tend to pair up with their Capsule Losing Contact single. And there's definitely a certain sound that goes along with that. I think it might be a more developed sound coming from the band, where Stratosphere I've seen described as a little bit more disparate in terms of song cohesion. But once you get into Contemporary Movement, it does feel like a whole single thing in terms of the music that appears on it. So there's a definite difference in that way. But I think people are still really enamored with the sound that came off of Stratosphere. And I think it definitely captures a different emotional space than the more Contemporary Movement styled music that Duster released. And now I'll have to re-listen, but I imagine that Valium Agiline kind of treads similar ground to Stratosphere, or more similar compared to, say, Contemporary Movement, because I know those were largely instrumental songs that they put together there. And those are some albums, the ones released under Valium Agiline, that I've also really enjoyed, but not to the same extent as I've had fun with Stratosphere. And, well, Stratosphere and Duster in general. I think Stratosphere, when I mentioned the sort of emotional space that it occupies, is definitely more of a daytime album for me. It's something that I can listen to more easily when the sun is actually out, or when I'm working or doing something like that. Along with Kepler, who I mentioned earlier and played earlier, Stratosphere by Duster has been some of the slowcore that I've been listening to lately, and that's been accompanying me as I do work out of my basement. So I think Duster and Kepler are the two bands that I've really had in mind when trying to come up with the songs that I wanted to play this hour. So happy to get closer to playing a Duster track, as that'll be coming up at the very end of the hour. But for now, I'm only playing Duster-inspired music. And now, it's interesting to say that Earth Moon Transit, the band that I just played, is actually from Trondheim, Norway. So they're a little band out there. They've released maybe a dozen songs, probably less than that. And they've got their collection up on Bandcamp. And that's probably the most recent song, or newest song, that I've actually played on this show. So I suppose I should be proud of myself for that, actually bothering to go out and find new music. And I was quite excited. It was obvious to me, seeing the name Earth Moon Transit, that they were named for Duster, so I figured it would be good. I think I came across them on a random music blog, some kind of zine, or zine, whatever it's called, that I came across online. Little review there, going over their influences and sound. And yeah, they're different in a way from Duster, but the influences is very obvious. Anyway, carrying on now, I'm going to be playing a Canadian band that's also heavily influenced by Duster, and this is one called Melrose out of Victoria, BC.
Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. This show is Past Tense. Last song that played there was Topical Solution by Duster off of their Stratosphere album. Before that, The Frog Croaks at Songs That Make No Sense by Melrose, and another Melrose song before that called Outcomes, both of those songs being off of the Melrose self-titled album that was released in 2016. Anyway, that's about wrapping it up for the slow and warm hour that I had planned for tonight. I enjoyed it immensely coming up with songs and digging around a little bit more for more slowcore music. I was excited especially about having played Earth Moon Transit, the band rather than the song, and yeah, it's exciting for me to see music inspired by one of my favorite bands, that being Duster, and I've been a fan of slowcore music for a long time, so it's always enjoyable for me to delve back into a genre that I haven't devoted as much time to as of late. Been getting back into it again, and maybe this is a good opportunity for me to seek out a little bit more. Anyway, it's the end of the hour, so thanks for listening, and I'll be back on next week, Monday, 8 p.m.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU now presents Retrospect.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.